Our scripture reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verse 32 to 35. Acts chapter 20, verse 32 to verse 35. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. The exact words of this quotation from our Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. These words are not found in the Bible, but there is plentiful teaching on giving, with Jesus' own example in giving. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus says, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that they meet, with all it shall be measured to you again. Earlier in the chapter, Jesus said, do good and lend, hoping for nothing, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be children of the highest. A Christian should be ready to help anyone who comes to him in need. Let me tell you now a Chinese New Year story. I had a friend called Stephen. And years ago, he found a job in one of the high-rise condominiums opposite Life Church. And I also gave him a little room in our builder house, our extension of the church, so that he could have a place to stay. What a nice arrangement for him to just stay next door and go to work as a security guard at night. Well, after some years, he resigned and went back to Penang, his home. I did not hear of him. But a few days ago, he came to Singapore and he could not get any work. So, he came to ask me for help. He said, I need $50 to go back to Penang for travel and makan all the way. Well, I gladly gave it to him. But the next day he came back and he said, I'm sorry, the $50 note you gave me was pickpocketed. So I need another $50. Well, being my friend for so many years already, I still gave him not as happily as at first. As he was waiting downstairs for me, I gave it to my wife, but she did not know the background. She simply said, this is New Year Ang Pao. Why didn't you put it into a red envelope? She put it into a red envelope and put in another $50. Well, how doubly happy would Stephen, my friend, be? But here is one point to learn. Chinese New Year is here in just 2 or 3 days. And then pickpockets are around. You better beware. This is a wicked world and evil sprout up when you are not aware. But now Jesus shows us it's better, more blessed to give than to receive. How much he has given of himself by giving us his powers of healing. Hundreds, according to Luke chapter 4, the whole day and night he healed. Hundreds, I believe. And to the hungry, it is recorded in John chapter 6, verse 1 to 11, about how he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And on another occasion, 4,000, 7 loaves and a few little fishes. Matthew chapter 15, verse 32 to 34. Wasn't our Lord more blessed than the poor and needy who received at his hand? Truly, it is more blessed to give than to receive. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things. Romans 8:31 is another statement of God, always on the giving side. Is it not true that after we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, He has blessed us with more riches, so that now we know how to give our tithe, 1/10 to God, and to help those who are needy in the church. We have now talked about Jesus, who spoke on giving and set himself an example in giving. And he hopes that we who are Christians and believe in him will do the same. But there is another person who sets us an example, and that is the Apostle Paul himself, from this passage that we have just read. He said, I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. You know that these hands have ministered to my necessities, and also to them that were with me. I have showed you in all things how that so laboring he ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Well, from Paul's experience, in his many long journeys, in his missionary journeys, Paul never faced a penniless situation until he came to Corinth. There is another proverb that says, poor as a traveler. It is very true. When you are traveling, you keep on spending money all the time. But Paul has a principle. Self-help, with God's help, is the best help. He will not easily beg or borrow. This is a wonderful principle. But he will rely on himself, asking God's help. Well, he found a certain Jew by the name of Aquila and his wife Priscilla. As Paul had learned tent making in his young days, he found affinity with him because Aquila and Priscilla were tent makers. And so Paul earned his self-upkeep by working with them as a tent maker. In time, Paul had earned enough, and with further support from new believers, he stopped tent making. He concentrated on the work of the Lord, that is the most important of all. After Paul had remained in Corinth for a good long while, over 1.5 years, Aquila and Priscilla stopped tent making to go along with him. So, as they traveled, they came to Ephesus, and Paul left them there in Ephesus. Ephesus is like the mother church in the West. Paul was sent from Antioch in Syria. That is the home church. But he, having worked in the West, he spent most time in Ephesus. And so he led them there because there is plenty of work to do. As Aquila and Priscilla stayed in Ephesus, there came along a very famous preacher by the name of Apollos. But Apollos did not hear about Paul's doctrine. He knew about John the Baptist. And Aquila and Priscilla taught them more perfectly the way of God. Well, the scripture doesn't say anything about them, but how was he supported? He said, "Ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities." Paul refers to his hand making. And to them that were with me, who were with them most, Aquila and Priscilla. So that laboring ought to support the weak, we therefore come to the conclusion that Aquila and Priscilla, who worked in conjunction with Paul, was under Paul's support. It is wonderful to know that at the end of Paul's journey, when he finally came to Rome, even in Rome, it was he who rented a house, and there all his friends, all those that labored in the Lord, came to stay whenever they came to Rome. You must not think that the pastor is so poor. The Lord gives him money too. And he knows how to use them accordingly. Well, so Paul being God specially chosen, and he sets the example of supporting this co-worker couple, Aquila and Priscilla. Now he has instructions for us. In view of the fact that today we do not travel about like Paul, but we are together as a local church, then we should teach our members, first of all, to give their tithes. 1/10 to the Lord in His work. And then after that, in the support of the workers, the local pastor, the clerical staff, these will come second. And also any missionaries that are supported by the church. And in our case, we have him who is a Vietnamese graduate from a college. And he is now trying to start a church in Brisbane, Australia. We should also support a suitable Bible college. And in this case, we are supporting Phi-Sun Bible College that will have graduated 500 in the next 44 years. Phi-Sun Bible College is also in a Bible College movement to upgrade the Bible College of East Africa in Nairobi, Kenya, which has 120 students. And that is a very significant statement by the Lord in His coming. That before He comes, the gospel will be preached to all nations, to all nationalities. And we are so happy that in upgrading the Bible College of East Africa, we are going to touch 120 students under their training who may represent many tribes in Singapore, Phi-Sun Bible College. We touch as many as 15 to 18 nations, depending. And this will feel very encouraged that we have a contribution to the coming of the Lord by bringing other nations into the conversion. Now our church is blessed of the Lord because in all these areas we have been giving. We should also increase our giving to God on special occasions, such as Easter and Christmas, and now, very appropriately, Chinese New Year. In other words, we should remember to give to our God a bigger ang pao. And then, don't forget our relatives, especially those who are in need. This is a good occasion to show our Christian love. And I'm very much touched by members who give consistently, designating to worthy persons like Bible College students and to missionaries. And this is in all in connection with what the apostle has said, quoting Jesus, "More blessed to give than to receive." My final question to you is, are you a giving Christian? Let us pray. Almighty Heavenly Father, how we thank Thee that Thou art a giving God. Even when we do not know, You will supply all our needs. You know our hearts. A Christian must be a giving Christian. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.